RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Oh, now this is more like it.
There you go.
It's time for sports.
It's time for MP on the mic.
All right, listen up, class.
What's up, MP on the mic? Wednesday morning, how we doing? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Water's all right? Not in the city. Some of you, the water's all right, driving around. Get some bottled water. That's, I wrote, and I'll wear this one. I wrote in the Richmonder after, because we did the last water thing, and there were 3 official government reports about it, which I consider to be too many official government reports. That was my stance at the time. That remains my stance. We do the big dog pony show for all 3, and we wrote about the 3rd one. And I said I've got water fatigue. This is the last time we're going to write about water. I said that. So I'll wear that one.
You better.
It's not the last time we're talking about what we're talking about water again.
Yay!
Did you see what LeVar Stoney was doing yesterday? This is not a political stance. This is just a factual matter. LeVar Stoney was campaigning with LeVar Burton, the former host of Reading Rainbow, also actor on Star Trek and Roots, of course.
Okay.
You can't make that stuff up.
Sure.
You can't make that stuff up. Apparently, LeVar Stoney is named after LeVar Burton.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, okay then.
The timing's not ideal, though. I get that LeVar Burton is probably working on a tight schedule.
He's probably busy.
Has to do this thing today.
Yeah.
Still not ideal.
Stoney read the news and was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
You can't surprise. He was mayor for 8 years. He can't surprise.
Yeah, so true.
You can't surprise him at this point. There's no chance he saw that news and was like, his monocle popped out and he put on the stunned face.
I mean, he probably laughed, right?
What can you do?
I'm not the mayor.
What can you do? Term limits. Thank you for term limits. There's water. People have water. They just have to boil the water. We'll get over this during tomorrow's show, maybe. Tomorrow at noon is allegedly about the time they're going to lift the boil water advisor. I feel for Danny, too. I feel for Danny Avila, the mayor. He'd like to do mayor things, I'm sure. Like, I would think there's perks to being the mayor of a big city, none of which he's getting to enjoy at the moment. There's downsides, and he knew that, and we all know that. I think there's perks, too, but not for him. Not when you do water every few months. It's not really a thing. The water was extra dirty. That's the story. The word of the day, Pee-wee's Playhouse, word of the day, turbidity. There was high turbidity in the water.
Oh.
There's always like, yeah, you never know what you're going to learn each day. And yesterday I learned what the word turbidity means. It's stuff in the water. Stuff's not the word that was used to me in the explainer, but.
Well, they're using words like turbidity. I'm sure they're not. It just means stuff.
There's just stuff in the water. Just stuff. There was too much stuff in the water.
Oh.
Too much turbidity in the water.
Well.
I have a number of follow-up questions. Luckily, I also have a news outlet. So I'll be able to ask those. We'll get down to business today. We'll get some answers. Flying squirrels play it anyway. Here's the problem, Hazel. They do win occasionally. I think that if you're a regular listener to this show, you might be under the impression that the flying squirrels never win, because every time we do a flying squirrels update, they've just lost. The problem is they seem to exclusively do their winning either when I'm on vacation, when the show's pre-recorded or best of, or like on a Friday night. Like last Friday, they won. They may have even won twice. We'd have to look it up. They won once.
They only won once.
Great. They won once, but we didn't, you know, by Tuesday, I'm not going to play the wind sounder for a Friday night win. You lost three times between point A and point B. We're not celebrating that. Back at the Diamond last night, look, rainy night, cold night, we're all a little edgy.
15 people in the crowd.
We're all a little edgy right now because of the water. The least you can do is deliver some exciting baseball for us. It's time for a Flying Squirrels update. They didn't. Went 9 innings without a run, but held the Harrisburg Senators without a run for 9 innings as well. To extras we went, and 3-2 Harrisburg. Your final in 11 innings of Eastern League baseball.
They fought for it.
Not just a loss. You had to sit there in the rain extra long for that loss. Oh, the midpoint of the season cannot come soon enough. Was it a regular run-of-the-mill loss? No, the winning run scored on a wild pitch.
Oh! Oh, come on!
Come on!
Guys!
Flying squirrels. Lose 3-2. The record now, a very numerically symmetrical 13-33. It's a lot of threes, most of them in the loss column. 13-33 for the squirrels. Back at it tonight. $7 glasses of wine, $7 wine slushies. It's wine and canines night. You're going to need it. That's all.
It's reading night. Do you think LeVar Burton's going to be there?
Oh! Double pull. The double pull.
No, I'm not.
Take a look. It's in a book. Yeah. Not me explaining who Aaron Brockovich is to my intern this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. There's generational references that just... I think Reading Rainbow's one of them. I don't think they've kept remaking that.
No.
Because some, like Sesame Street of our generation, and also still being made.
For now.
Yeah. Well, Netflix bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Netflix bought it.
Oh, so we're all right.
Yeah, we're good. Netflix isn't going anywhere. I've seen those prices. They're doing all right. Netflix went from, like, for a long time, everything was $9.99 a month. And now nothing is $9.99 a month. That ended quickly.
We're getting rid of the penny, but we should be getting rid of like a dollar, $5. Nothing means anything.
I am pro getting rid of the penny as one of the few remaining people who doesn't mind using cash and will use cash occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to go to a dollar coin, I'm good with that. Move everything down a bit. Put a $2 bill in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
These are my hot economic takes.
Let's go.
Yeah. You still have the same cash register. Nickel, dime, quarter, dollar coin, and you still have the same dollar value, $2, $5, $10, $20.
Yep.
I hope we don't go to 5, 10, 20, 100. That would mean inflation has really... Like, if we're casually using $100 bills, I'm not ready for that yet as a product of the time I was a product
Get
of.
Get ready.
As a product of the dollar menu era and the $5 footlong era, both of which are totally done now.
Your fuzzy childhood memories for me.
I was running around yesterday, and we love Wendy's. This is not a knock on Wendy's. I love Wendy's so much I went there for lunch yesterday while I was driving around chasing down water stories. the $4 for $4 bag. You know the $4 for $4 bag. They put all the things in the bag and they charge you $4. It's $6 now. And some of the sandwiches in there are $7 if you pick them. Yeah. And it happened quickly.
Is nothing sacred?
No. Nothing is sacred anymore. But Reading Rainbow should be. Somebody just...
That's why they didn't remake it.
Put the kids in front of LeVar Burton. Teach them how to read. It's reading night at the Squirrels game. It's wine and canine night. I do need an update on how cat night went last night, because I am enormously intrigued.
Yes.
I actually talked to somebody who went, and they said there were a few cats. They were on leashes, and they were mostly playing in the water puddles, which, typical cat behavior.
Cats in water, everybody knows.
I just want, who brings their cat to a baseball game? It remains a topic of fascination for me. Squirrels tonight, $7 glasses of wine, $7 wine slushies, discounted bottled water. Yeah, it's in the city. Yeah, you got to drive into the city, but they've got that good stuff. The Dasani, the Aquafina, I don't know what they have. Whatever it is, it's the good stuff. Water available at the Diamond. Water crisis / it's raining everywhere. That's the city of Richmond right now. Good program for you. Play Chesterfield. We'll slide down to Chesterfield. We'll check in with our guy, J.C. Poma, who set up the Play Chesterfield feature thing, weekly segment. I'm a radio professional. I know what those things are called. Weekly segment. We'll revisit our favorite moments for the year and talk about the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame coming back for year two this year, which we're all obviously enormously excited about. Should be a phenomenal time checking in with J.C. Poma and sharing some of our favorite stories from the year in Chesterfield. Not done yet. Spring sports very much still going on, but we're done checking in with Chesterfield athletes, as we are. We have crossed into official bit season. We are in official bit season now. So Play Chesterfield on hiatus. I'm told there's good signs, good rumblings that it will return for a season two. Has been renewed, unless Netflix buys it between now and then, which they very well may. World of sports last night, Pacers over the Knicks. Pacers up 3-1, Oilers over the Stars. Oilers up 3-1, flying towards that Edmonton, Florida Stanley Cup series. Tonight, Panthers and the Canes. This has turned into a sneaky big game for the Canes, who were kind of playing with house money until they started getting swept for the fourth consecutive time in a conference championship series. Game 5 at home, a little pride on the line tonight. 3-1 series against Florida. They're working to salvage a little pride. They're not going to win the series. Everybody understands that. But a little pride on the line, a little chance to redeem their season. And Thunder, Timberwolves, Thunder up 3-1 as they try to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals and the Caitlin Clark-less Caitlin Clark game in Baltimore.
I gotta say.
Please do.
I have so many issues with this. But number one is they're still using Caitlin Clark on all the promotions.
Messi is the closest comparable we've got here. When they did the world tour with Messi, it's like, it's Messi's team.
Yeah.
Featuring giant photo opportunities with cardboard cutout Messi's.
You're welcome.
Will you see him? No, he's much too important to be playing in your town. But,
however,
you got to respect, didn't want to play in Baltimore so much, she got a 2-week injury for the first time in her career. You got to respect that dedication to not playing at Royal Farms Bank Arena, C&T Express. It's got so many names.
Well, as long as they have her cardboard cut out there, I think we'll be fine.
I just love the bunch of Caitlin Clark fans coming. All right, names of the arena. Baltimore Civic Center, Baltimore Arena, First Mariner Arena, that's the bank, Royal Farms Arena. That's only four names.
That is only four.
That's way better than the Miami Football Stadium, which did like four names in a four-year span a while ago. And I think maybe has a crypto name now.
Didn't you do some football team that had something coming to mind? Washington football.
No, junkies talked about that too much. It's bit season. Some people do smart, intelligent radio and do Caitlin Clark bits. Some people do lazy radio and just say, what do you think about the commander's name? Call in now, 833-804-0910. Don't call in. We'll do a commander's name take
if
we need to.
Do not call, as Trey says.
Don't call us. We'll call you Wednesday's show. Rainy Wednesday. We're getting through it, though. It's you can listen to us online on the Odyssey app, Apple Store, and Google Play back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Hanging out with you on a rainy Wednesday, about 10 minutes away from the Play Chesterfield season finale. Looking forward to that. We'll catch up on everything that happened in the world of Chesterfield High School sports facilities, as we often say, as well, opened up a new softball facility this year. We'll get into all of it with our guy, J.C. Poma, former UVA football player, here in a bit. Wahoos took it on the chin in baseball, didn't get picked to the tournament. And, you know, lacrosse is always either you win or you're not satisfied. But UVA men's golf playing for the Natty tonight in the NCAA golf tournament. So kudos to them.
All right.
NCAA golf tournament where they play 36 holes a day. So they get after it. They two rounds yesterday.
Keep up, it's golf.
Keep up, it's golf. Not simulator golf either. They're going around the course two times a day. On to the Natty tonight. Good luck to the UVA men's golf team, looking to bring home a title to end this academic athletic year. We're pretty much at the end. I think there's still some track to go. We've always got track athletes. Pretty much at the finish line, though. Sometimes we go deep with the College World Series. And I love it when we go deep with the College World Series because those games are fun. It reminds me of going to Omaha for the College World Series, which is a phenomenal event if you've not had the chance to go. They just play baseball all day long, and you sit in the parking lot with your new friends tailgating and grilling and enjoying life. So, high-quality event there in Omaha.
So, here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And they got the new stadium. It's very nice. They take care of you. So if you ever get the chance, maybe we'll do sports bucket list one of these days. That would be a good bit season topic. I haven't done them all. You know what? I'll go off of what I know, but then I'll also go off of what is on my bucket list because I got a ton of stuff on my bucket list too. Not on the list, the Monaco race. They do the Monaco race. So it's like the rich people are here on the shores of Monaco. Out, hard pass. No, I don't. First off, that Formula One race, because it's on the streets, you don't see the race. About once every 3 minutes, you get vroom, 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 vroom.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? That was the race.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Go Ferrari. All right.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom. The point appears to be the rich people are all gathering and having caviar and champagne together. I'm out. I'm a no on that. Give me the infield at Indianapolis any day of the week. That's Talladega. I take Talladega over Monaco. I'm a simple man. Simple tastes. Give me a grill, some dogs, some bush lights. Parney will hook us up, and then we're good. Parney's back tomorrow. Parney time overnight. I believe Matt Capps is the new Parney time, Pittsburgh Pirates TV announcer and former Washington National. He was the Washington Nationals' all-star one of those years where they're bad. So the baseball rule is every team gets one All-Star every year. The All-Star game includes representation from every Major League Baseball team. And there are years that presents issues because not every team's got a bona fide star.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing personally against Matt Capps, who had a great year and would be the first to tell you that if he played for the Yankees or the Phillies, he wouldn't have made the All-Star game that year. But experience of a lifetime? Heck yeah. Good for him. NFL, this is of relevance to the Washington Commanders here, who are keeping their name. Do not call us, we'll call you. Zach Taylor's the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, and if you remember last year, they finished one game out of the playoffs. There was the conspiracy theory the Chiefs let the Broncos win the final week of the season because they would rather have the Broncos in the playoffs than the Bengals. You can believe that or not believe that. I believe Patrick Mahomes wanted to spend the day not playing football, and everybody else on that team just isn't any good. That's my version of, I don't think they needed to try to lose once they took Patrick Mahomes out. And I don't think they took Patrick Mahomes out just to put the Broncos in the playoffs. They had the one seed locked up. They gave him the day off. That was a sensible thing to do. And then you saw how good the rest of the team was without Patrick Mahomes. If he ever gets hurt long term, there are big primetime issues for the NFL. All of which is to say, the Bengals have a lot of pressure on them to make the playoffs this year. Started slow last year by losing to the New England Patriots, which was a real eye-opener week one result. Like, oh my gosh, are the Patriots good? No, they weren't. Are the Bengals bad? No, they also weren't. It was a confusing result, still a confusing result. Zach Taylor is the Bengals coach. Here he is on what he's going to do differently in the preseason this year.
The one thing I do feel good about is playing our guys more in the preseason. That's always subject to change depending on health and how things go with our team during training camp. But that's one thing that we've openly talked about with our players, and I think will help us as we do it. And so they know that. We've talked about that, and we'll go from there.
Bengals play the Washington Commanders in preseason game number two. I don't complain about a lot. I'm not Chris Russell. I don't complain about everything. But Monday Night Football in the preseason is the worst. And what do you know? It's Bengals Commanders Monday Night Football in the preseason. I get why they're doing this for TV. It is a rematch of the game with the play that I won't shut up about ever to Terry McLaurin. I get that. That's why they're doing it. They'll be able to show that highlight the whole time. Preseason, you want it done quickly. You want to keep it moving. Not only does it start at 8:15 p.m., so you're there until the wee hours of the night watching the four-string players play, but it also screws up your weekly routine because everybody plays on Saturday in the preseason, but you have to wait and play on Monday, screwing up your practice schedule for the preseason, which nobody wants. You screw your schedule up for Thursday night football, for Christmas football. That's occupational hazard. For the preseason, it's not ideal. But you've got the stars coming out. Joe Burrow probably going to play, it sounds like, as they get ready for the regular season. We'll see. Last year, the Commanders played a lot of their starters last year, but I don't know that that was philosophical by Cliff Kingsbury or Dan Quinn. I think that was a lot of, we got a lot of work to do and we don't have a ton of time to do it in. This is an opportunity for us to get work in. We're going to take that opportunity. I don't think they're going to be under that pressure this year. That's not to say they got everything figured out. They don't. But last year, whole new roster, whole new coaching staff, limited practice time. They needed to take advantage of every opportunity they possibly could to get work in. They don't have to do that this year. Jaden Daniels coming in ready to go. Knows the offense. Knows Cliff Kingsbury. Knows the system. And you've got a ton of institutional knowledge by NFL standards of a lot of guys coming back. Now, the two you need to worry about, right, are Connerly on the offensive line, or Connerly and Tunsil. You know, that'll be their first time working with Jaden Daniels. So you probably get some snaps in. I don't think they're going to play a ton of football, though. I don't think they're going to play a ton of preseason football. We'll see. It's been probably about a week since we've talked about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers knows that. Aaron Rodgers he went to the bank account the other day, and he didn't have enough attention dollars in his bank account. So probably about time for him to say something wild, something crazy. Here's Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
I've thought about that, and I don't understand what the reason for that is. at the same time, I grew up a Niner fan, and most of my favorite players retired as a Niner. So I understand the cool thing about it, but if I didn't do it, would that make a difference in how I'm viewed in the Packers' eyes? There's a lot of love from me and how I feel about the team. If I do or if I don't, I don't think it should make a difference. I'm not sure yet. If they approached me about it, I probably would.
If they approached me, I probably would play for the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, of course you would.
Me too. If we're throwing our hats in the ring, let's go. Give me a uniform.
If they approached me, I think I would play football for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, everybody, getting those attention dollars. Good for him. This is such a disaster in the making. I talked myself for a little while into Mike Tomlin knows how to deal with these people. Mike Tomlin has exclusively dealt with these people. Mike Tomlin is the water lover living in Richmond of NFL coaches. All he wants to do is coach football. All he gets is malcontents. He turns the faucet, nothing happened. Dang it! We're doing this again?
Turbidity!
Turbidity! Not again! Aaron Rodgers, turbidity, unbelievable. All he wants to do is coach football. All he wants to do is set the standard. The standard, by the way, is the standard in Pittsburgh. That's what he says. And you got this guy walking in. Hang on. I'm going to go on Pat McAfee's show. Hang on. Nobody's talking about me right now. I need some people to talk about me for a minute. I would play for the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. All right. Good for you. Have a fun season in Pittsburgh. Looking forward to that. All right. We'll be hanging out with you through June. Take July off. Then come back better than ever from training camp. Still waiting on that first day of training camp. It's usually that last week of July. And be our triumphant return to the airwaves after our June bit season programming, which you'll probably get to enjoy again in July. If you like it the first time, imagine how much you're going to like it the second time. Something to think about. Happy bit season to all of you. And then we'll come back refreshed, ready to go for, I think, the most highly anticipated Commander season in a very long time. It should be a ton of fun. Thank you to JC Boma, play Chesterfield, dropping by Flying Squirrels Baseball tonight on the Fan. Looks like the rain's going to move out of there. Reading night, wine night. Go over there, get yourself a wine slushy. Watch the Flying Squirrels. They're 13-33, but they have the most one-run losses in all of AA baseball. So they're knocking on the door. They're just right there. It's so close. Knicks Pacers is now 3-1 in favor of Indianapolis after they win last night. Timberwolves Thunder tonight. Oklahoma City's got it locked up 3-1 in the series. And we don't do a ton of day-to-day baseball around here until we get to the other side of that All-Star break. But somebody hits a walk-off Grand Slam. I think we need to play them hitting a walk-off Grand Slam. Let's go to Milwaukee.
Pitch to him. Fly ball deep right. It's going to win the game. Abreu's going back and watching it sail. It's a grand slam. Oh, my goodness, Christian Yelich. He walks it off in grand fashion. The Brewers win it 5-1 in the 10th. How do you do?
Brewers 500, Major League Baseball at about a third of the way through the season. Some expected results, some unexpected results. Phillies and Mets, obviously. Your expected results in the NL East, Nats are 6 games under 500 right now, which is surprising some people, exactly where I pegged them. You can't, and there's a big article about this. Ken Rosenthal wrote in The Athletic yesterday, big article about the Washington Nationals. Is basically like they're not developing well and they're not spending on players. I dispute that they're not developing well. I think there's been talent that comes through. It doesn't stick. I think on the whole, there is talent coming through the system. Nats have the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft this year. So the pathway is always there for them. Will ownership step up? That's the question. Who's to say? You heard the Brewers, who are 500, Cubs leading that division in the NL Central, and of course the Dodgers atop the NL West. I'm a little surprised by the Orioles and Red Sox, both under 500 in the AL, both teams that I think had significantly higher expectations this year. Yankees, of course, dominating there, as are the Tigers. Mariners have the lead in the AL West as we hit the third pull. I don't know that that's where quarter pull's a word. Is the third pull a word? Might be a word. We'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll report back to you. Tomorrow, We've got Gary Hess coming in. We've got our time with Parney, Parney time, obviously. And then we're going to hear about a special event happening down in Chesterfield. So we are Chesterfield heavy these days. Next week, this show will be live from Minneapolis for very random reasons. We'll be at the nonprofit news convention in Minneapolis all week long. But I got, you know, have computer, will travel. We've got the microphone. We've got Zoom. It's basically what we do here, except you're telling me the Zoom connection's bad instead of you telling me what to do with the microphone in here. So,
And then we just keep rolling.
It's summertime. We just keep rolling. That's what we do. AWOD out this week. You'll hear Rich Eisen at noon. Grant and Danny will take over at 3 o'clock. DC United, that's the professional soccer team in DC. Not the good one. That's the Washington Spirit. They're the other one. They're the men's team. DC United has played 15 games this year. 3 wins. That's not good if you're keeping score. But they set a franchise record last night. Congrats to them. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Monday night. I'm reading this wrong. Franchise record, 6,182 hot dogs sold.
Oh! I love a hot dog record.
At Audi Field. Absolutely. Hot dog Woo! Promo night. And I'd just like to say, on behalf of hot dog lovers everywhere, that's not an impressive record.
No, I feel like we could definitely do better.
We can definitely do better. The DC Defenders, who play at Audi Field, they do the beer snake.
Uh-huh.
They get that thing going all the way to the top of the stadium. 6,182 hot dogs sold? No. We've got to do better. Stadium capacity, 20,000. Yeah.
Oh.
That's one hot dog per every 3 people. I know we can do better than that.
Definitely.
I know we can do better than that.
Come
we
on, DC.
I grew up in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita State University baseball did 10-cent hot dog night. And that was the greatest night of the year. I promise you we ate more than 6,182 hot dogs. Those are some rickety old bleachers. Absolutely. Absolutely. UVA Golf, good luck to them. They're in the Natty tonight. As we wind down the sporting season, we'll be with you the rest of the week. Parney joins tomorrow. Gary Hess joins tomorrow. Should have a fun program for you. We'll wrap it up with the Friday Fun Show. We get some water back tomorrow, hopefully. We'll go figure out what's going on with the water here. It's MP on the mic. We're having some fun. Thank you for joining us on a Wednesday. More sports talk coming on the other side of this break. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.